Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Pete Newcomb, a.k.a. Rough Rider. Welcome to another Rough Riders radio program brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Today's topic, the GOP's demise as a national party, is exemplified by the rush to embrace the Tea Party Rube from Florida, Republican Senator Marco Rubio. The Tea Party boy wonder from Florida, Marco Rubio, is now being trotted out as the poster boy for the GOP in 2016. In his favor, he speaks in complete sentences, and he's less than 70, and he's not a pasty white guy. And aside from being straight Tea Party, he flirts with the notion of perhaps it's time to update the nation's immigration policy for the better. His negatives? Government can't control the weather. And from there, it all goes downhill. The GOP is so desperate in the face of a huge wave of Hispanic voters set to make their presence felt in 2016 that they can't shove Senator Marco Rubio to the front and center fast enough. I only need to mention two states with large Hispanic voting populations to emphasize their utter desperation: Florida and Texas. The GOP lost Florida in 2012, and guess what? They're going to lose Texas in 2016, and with that, any chance of being a major national party. To be clear and quite brutally frank, the Democrats won't be running an African-American candidate for president in 2016. Whatever states President Obama won in 2012, the Democratic candidate will most likely win again in 2016. And as I've already said, Texas, with its substantial voting age Hispanic population, will seal the deal for the Democrats for at least a generation. Going back in American history into the 19th century, we can see parallels to what is happening to the GOP in the 21st century. The predecessor to the Republican Party, the Whigs, met their demise in 1854, and the Republican Party took its place. It was actually the issue of slavery that tore the Whig Party apart. The anti-slavery faction prevented the renomination of its own incumbent president, President Millard Fillmore, in the 1852 presidential election. Today, it will be the issue of immigration, and by corollary, its byproduct, Hispanic voters, that will render the Republican Party obsolete, just as slavery did to the Whig Party in 1852. Pinning your hopes on a photogenic Hispanic mannequin like Marco Rubio shows the utter depths of desperation that the 21st century GOP finds itself in today. Thank you for listening to my radio program, Rough Riders Radio, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. And now we're signing off.